OK, Alex, it's good to get back to football after last week.
You know, what happened last week? Exactly. It's that kind of
thing. Tandoori chicken was good, I presume.
Yeah. No, so, you know, to come and get three goals in the way that we did against a good side, you know, they think they're in form at the moment and got some good players, but I thought we... But first half, we were too deep. Mm. We were too deep. I don't know whether that was a headache from last week where the ball's getting banged over your head all the time, so the centre-backs and the full-backs just thought, well, we'll deny the space in behind, whereas we're at home, we're the ones who've got to get on the front foot and go and take the game to them, and I think we did that definitely in the second half, you know, and if you go and do that, like I said to him, you deny them space into the strikers and the midfield men can get closer and, you know, you win the ball back better. And I thought we did that really well in the second half. Don't think we could. There was one second ball we really didn't compete for. And then, you know, going forward, I thought we were quite incisive, some of the passing and, you know, and switched up a little bit with the, you know, we showed Lee Neville for the second goal, getting him into advanced areas. It's what we want to do. We can double up there in wide areas, and it don't matter how many. It don't matter, you know, defensively how well they try and set up. If you cannot get overloads in them areas, you know, you can cause people problems.
Does it frustrate you a little bit at times? You think, well, I mean, I don't even agree. People saying in the game that we were just playing a little bit too much of this high ball, which they were loving. Which showing out on the deck and play football, we were getting behind every
again,
time.
Again, in the first half, I think we did. Like I say, I think it was a bit of an hangover from last week. But you know, once we had a chat at half time, you know, if we are knocking balls, we've got to be passes. They can't just be, you know, balls knocked into areas for hopeful things, making 50-50s, and I thought we definitely did that. It's a tool that we want to utilise, where if the keeper's got the ball, he's our extra man, so you want to be able to play out from there. If people press on and press onto your midfield and press onto your centre-halves, then the full-backs can drop into areas where they can receive it, you know, and that's, once we spoke at half-time, you know, I thought we did that. I think it was quite evident in the second half that the amount of times that Spen has been able to release Kyle and release Lee Neville. So, pleasing that no matter what people come to do to stop us from playing, we're able to play out.
Yeah, and we were saying in the first half that Wolfie was a little bit peripheral at times, but he can be peripheral every week if he scores three goals.
No, and that's it. And the position, that position for him is it's man-made because he makes intelligent runs, makes late runs, and... you know, as soon as it's going to click, where the actual timing is absolutely perfect. It was decent today, but you know, once that's perfect and he's arriving, and we get a bit of the look of a bounce, I think, you know, it'll be even more fruitful for him.
Absolutely. And 3 points is obviously back on the road again, which is, after last week, is important. And running out of games, it's just keeping it going now, isn't it? And hoping that we can, you know, pick up a few points in these games and under what have you.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, that's what we're looking to do. Say we're running out of games.
Well,
I'd rather think that we've got these games to play. And like you said to him in there beforehand, there's no reason why we can't win the next 9 games now. We've done the first, I'd said 10 games before, but, you know, there's no reason. There's nothing for us to fear in this league. We've seen everything. You know, the Rushall one was a bit of an education, if you like, and we'll learn our lessons from that, and we'll take it forward into the remaining game. So, you know, with the impetus that we're hoping to build and the support that's behind us, as we've seen in years gone by, we can, you know, press on and hopefully get into the playoffs. If we do that, I'm sure the support will see us over that finishing line with the lessons we learnt last year.
Cheers, Gal.
Cheers. Hey.